Yo, listen up, here's the Dutch's rap. Trump and Musk, they got the plan. Big balls in the band, no shit to cut the slack. Bureaucracy, we're taking it back.
Ooh, burn. Okay, folks, quick reminder, this podcast is brought to you by a service-disabled veteran, true American hero, who's also a member of the Wounded Warrior Program. Donations are always appreciated. You can find the link on our website, along with all the receipts for the juicy tidbits we're about to
drop on ya.
Drop on ya. So, speaking of receipts, let's talk about DOGE.
And that wall of receipts, right?
Oh, you know I love a good wall.
Yes, you do.
Especially one built on exposing government waste.
Mm.
So set the stage for us. What's the big picture here?
Okay, so picture this. The U.S. government, this massive machine, needs a tune-up every once in a while.
For sure.
Right. And who better to grab the wrench than DOGE?
Oh, yeah?
The brainchild of, you know, those efficiency titans, Trump and Elon Musk.
Ooh. Those were the days.
Right.
Real leadership back then.
And DOGE is on fire, uncovering fraud, streamlining processes with AI.
Oh, I love it.
Saving billions. Recent estimates point to a whopping $65 billion in savings.
Wow.
It's like they're turning government waste into, you know, taxpayer treasure.
They're practically printing money. Well, not literally, because that's...
It's the Fed's job.
That's the Fed's job, and we all know how well they're doing.
Or don't even get me started.
Don't get me started on the Fed, but let's stay focused on the good news for now.
Okay.
DOGE is building this wall of receipts, leaving no stone unturned in their quest for transparency.
Yes.
Transparency. You mean the thing that gives those swamp creatures hives?
Yeah.
Love it. But let's get to the dirt. Give us some jaw-dropping examples of government waste that'll make even a hardened taxpayer wince.
Okay. All right. Buckle up. We're diving into the world of software shenanigans.
Oh, I love it.
First up, the GSA.
Right.
You'd think they'd be masters of efficiency, but they seem to have a bit of a WinZip addiction.
WinZip? Isn't that something you just downloaded for free in the 90s?
Well, apparently not for the GSA. They bought 37,000 WinZip licenses for 13,000 employees.
That's almost 3 WinZips per person.
Hmm.
Are they building a zip bomb to take down the deep state?
Maybe they just really love compressing files.
Maybe.
Who knows? But the real kicker is USAIB.
Okay.
They spent over $20,000 on WinZip. Nobody pays for WinZip these days.
I'm starting to think someone's getting some sweet, sweet kickbacks from the WinZip Corporation.
Oh, could you imagine?
Time for a congressional investigation.
Yes. Don't forget about the Small Business Administration. They're shelling out millions for unused ServiceNow and Okta licenses.
Oh, come on.
Apparently, canceling subscriptions isn't in their vocabulary.
But spending our money is, though.
Right.
They can always find a way to do that, can't they?
And let's not forget the Department of Labor hoarding unused Microsoft 365 and Photoshop licenses.
Please.
It's like they're collecting unused software licenses, like Beanie Babies.
Gotta catch them all, right?
I mean, look.
Look, I get it. You're running a giant bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are gonna slip through the cracks.
But these software shenanigans are just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh.
We're about to dive into something much deeper.
Okay.
And much more concerning.
All right, cue the dramatic music. Hit us with it. What's the next level of this swamp monster we're uncovering?
USAID. Yeah.
Those are the helping hands, folks, right?
Yeah.
Sending goats and mosquito nets overseas.
That's the image they project, yeah. But get this.
Okay.
$122 million out of $164 million in USA grants may have gone to radical groups.
Hold the phone.
Yeah.
$122 million.
Yeah.
You could buy a lot of goats with that kind of dough.
Right.
Or,
maybe some more Twitter, I don't know.
Or maybe fund a few more fact checkers at PolitiFact, am I right?
Well, some of that money did allegedly go to media outlets like Politico, the New York Times, even the BBC.
Oh, no way.
For propaganda purposes.
Propaganda, shocker. I mean, who could have guessed?
Yeah.
Those bastions of journalistic integrity would be caught with their hands in the cookie jar.
I mean, let's not jump to conclusions.
I know.
But the allegations are out there.
Okay.
We're talking about potentially funding groups linked to some very shady characters.
Mm-hmm.
There's World Vision, a supposed charity, allegedly funneling money to groups with ties to bin Laden.
Oh, wow.
And then we have the Jemal Trust Bank cozying up to Hezbollah.
So USAID is potentially bankrolling terrorism and fake news. Color me surprised.
Well.
But this sounds familiar, doesn't it? Where have we seen this kind of questionable spending before?
Oh, Are you going there?
You know it.
You want to talk about Trump versus Biden?
Let's draw that stark contrast between the Trump administration,
right,
where DOGE was flourishing, and the current administration where, well, we have this USAID mess.
All right, let's play that game.
Let's do it.
Under Trump, DOGE was saving billions, illegal immigration was down, and his policies enjoyed record high approval.
Ugh. Ah, those are the good old days.
Right.
Back when America was winning
mm-hmm.
and the swamp was getting drained.
And remember, 76% of Americans support DOGE.
That's huge.
That's a clear mandate for a leaner, more efficient government.
The people have spoken. They want less waste and more efficiency.
Exactly. Now look at the current situation.
Yeah.
We have concerns about foreign aid potentially funding terrorism, mishandling classified intelligence.
Not to mention that whole border situation.
Yeah.
And those intelligence failures, let's just say the contrast is pretty stark.
Yeah, it is.
It's a comparing a thoroughbred racehorse to, well, let's just say a donkey wearing blinders.
Yeah, pretty much.
And while we're on the topic of government agencies that could use a good kick in the, well, let's just say they need some motivation.
A little motivation.
Let's revisit the GSA.
The GSA. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. All right.
Lawyers.
Only 40% of their workforce is showing up at the office.
Oh, come on. Sounds like somebody's enjoying a very extended work from home policy.
Maybe they're all at home diligently installing those 37,000 copies of WinZip.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know.
And get this. They've been caught buying 150 Chinese spyware cameras.
What?
What are they spying on? Empty desks.
Maybe they're just trying to keep an eye on all those missing employees.
Maybe.
And make sure they're not
slacking off
at the beach or something.
Okay. Maybe I'm being a little too generous here. Something fishy is definitely going on.
Fishy. More like swampy.
Yeah, you're right.
But you know what?
What?
Even in the murky depths of the swamp, there's a glimmer of hope.
Oh, is there?
There is.
What is it?
DOGE.
DOGE.
They're shining a light on all this darkness, exposing the waste, fraud, and abuse that's been plaguing our government for far too long.
It's like those pest control guys, you know, coming in with their high-tech equipment and
exterminating those bureaucratic cockroaches.
Whoa.
You love it.
I wouldn't go that far, but, you know, they're definitely making a difference.
And that's what matters.
Right.
DOGE is fighting the good fight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to cheer them on.
Yeah, we are. Before we went to, well, not a commercial break because we don't have any of those pesky things.
Nope, we keep it real here.
We were talking about DOGE's crusade against government waste and those bureaucratic cockroaches. You know, it's like they're those exterminators who show up in hazmat suits ready to fumigate the whole swamp. And speaking of fumigating the swamp, have you heard about the latest from the Department of Defense? They've finally released their initial DOGE findings.
You know, I've been waiting for this. The Pentagon, that sacred cow, finally getting a DOGE audit. Spill the beans. What do they find?
Well, the juicy details are still, you know, under wraps.
Oh, come on.
But we do know that President Trump
is
going to address a joint session of Congress on Tuesday to discuss the findings.
A joint session of Congress. This is big. Bigger than that time Biden tried to explain.
Oh, gosh. Anything, really.
Anything. Exactly.
And speaking of big things, DOGE has been making like some serious headway with their efficiency efforts. They've been, you know, diligently reporting their progress on their website and their X feed almost, you know, in real time.
Real time efficiency reports. That's the kind of transparency we like to see. It's like having a live feed of the swamp getting drained.
Exactly. They're uncovering fraud, correcting errors, saving billions. You know, on March 1st, they published an update about their Wall of Receipts initiative, showcasing some pretty impressive savings.
The Wall of Receipts. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's great. It is.
A testament to fiscal responsibility.
Yeah. And they even caught a little accounting oops in the FPS database.
What was that?
So a contract was initially logged as $8 billion.
Wow.
But it was actually only $8 million.
$8 billion. Someone needs to get their zeros straight. That's enough to buy
a lot of things.
A lot of things. Maybe even a few more votes in a certain swing state. I don't know.
Caleb, let's
all right.
Let's try and stay focused here.
Okay, sorry.
DOGE also highlighted the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and they saved $360 million by streamlining the Affordable Care Act Navigator program.
Wait, you're telling me they actually made Obamacare more efficient? That's like teaching a pig to sing opera.
It's true. And on March 2nd, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent even commented on the surprising amount of fraud DOGE is uncovering.
Wow.
It's more than just finding waste and inefficiency.
Right.
They're uncovering some serious wrongdoing.
Wrongdoing. You mean like using government funds to buy Hunter Biden's artwork?
Well, I'm not going to, you know, speculate on the specifics, but Secretary Bessent's comments are definitely raising some eyebrows.
Okay.
It seems DOGE isn't just like trimming the fat. They're rooting out the rot.
It's like they're those plumbers who go down into the sewer and... Well, let's just say it's not a pretty sight.
Not pretty at all. And they're doing it all with a tech-savvy, AI-powered approach.
Oh, I love it.
You know, they've even launched an AI system aimed at slashing paperwork by 30% across all federal agencies.
AI cutting through red tape. That's the kind of innovation we need. Imagine all the trees we'll save.
Right.
Not to mention all the bureaucrats who will have to actually, you know, work.
Maybe.
I know.
We can hope.
We can hope. We can dream.
We can dream, right? It's certainly a step in the right direction, though.
And every step counts when you're wading through the swamp. Right. Speaking of steps, let's take a quick one ourselves.
Okay.
Back in time.
Oh, are you going for one of your historical tangents?
You know it. Because I think it's time we remind our listeners mm-hmm. about the origins of DOGE and why it was such a, well, a brilliant.
And necessary
creation.
Okay. History buffs.
Yeah.
Get ready for a trip down memory lane.
It all started back in the halcyon days of the Trump administration when America was great.
Caleb.
Okay. I'll stick to the facts.
Thank you.
But seriously, folks, remember the bureaucratic bloat, the wasteful spending, the utter lack of accountability? It was enough to make a patriot weep.
It was a dark time for sure, but then yeah. A beacon of hope emerged.
DOGE. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes, or maybe a bald eagle swooping down on it. Well, you get the picture.
We get it.
Yeah.
DOGE was the brainchild of two men who understood efficiency, innovation, and getting things done.
Yeah.
President Trump and Elon Musk.
A dynamic duo. One, a visionary leader. The other, a tech genius. Together, they created DOGE.
To take on the swamp
and drain it.
DOGE was designed to streamline government operations, cut waste, save taxpayer dollars. Mm. You know, it was a bold initiative, and it faced fierce opposition from the entrenched bureaucracy.
All those swamp creatures, they fought tooth and nail to protect their turf. They spread lies.
Oh, yeah.
They launched smear campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
They even tried to, well...
Are you suggesting there was some kind of, you know... deep state conspiracy to undermine DOGE?
Well, I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens.
Okay, maybe we should leave the conspiracy theories for another episode.
All right, fair enough.
The point is, DOGE was a revolutionary idea.
It was.
And like all revolutionary ideas, it faced resistance.
But DOGE prevailed. It started saving billions, exposing waste, holding those bureaucrats accountable. It was a beautiful thing to witness.
It was a testament to the power of innovation,
yeah.
Determination, and...
good old-fashioned American grit. But then, disaster struck.
You mean the election?
The stolen election. Let's call it what it was.
Okay.
And with the Biden administration in power, DOGE was, it was put on a leash.
It was definitely sidelined.
Yeah.
But the good news is DOGE never went away completely. It's still there.
Right.
Lurking in the shadows, waiting for the right moment to...
It does.
Well, that's one way to put it. The point is DOGE is still a force to be reckoned with. And with the right leadership,
yes,
it can once again be unleashed to
drain the swamp.
Okay. I think we've milked that metaphor for all it's worth.
All right. Fine. But... the bottom line is DOGE is still here and it's still fighting the good fight.
Mm-hmm.
And we, the Daily DOGE Report, are here to support them every step of the way.
That's right.
Been on quite a journey today, haven't we?
We have.
From software shenanigans to shady USA dealings.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the swamp creatures are lurking around every corner.
They are, but, you know, amidst all this swampiness,
yeah.
we've also seen the shining light of DOGE.
For sure.
Exposing waste, uncovering fraud, and reminding everyone that, you know, the government should serve the people.
Absolutely.
And the other way around.
It's like they're holding up a giant mirror to those swamp dwellers.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say some of them aren't looking too pretty in the reflection.
No, not at all. And they're not just, you know, pointing out the problems.
Okay.
They're offering solutions. Remember that AI system
they
launched to cut down on paperwork?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if every government agency could streamline their operations like that.
We're talking about a lean, mean efficiency machine.
Right.
No more bureaucratic bloat.
Yeah.
No more taxpayer dollars wasted on WinZip licenses and whatever else those swamp creatures are buying these days.
Seriously, it's a vision worth striving for, don't you think?
Absolutely. And it's a vision that resonates with the American people.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? 76% approval rating.
Mm-hmm.
That's a clear sign that Americans are tired of government waste and they want a government that works for them.
Yes.
Not against them.
Exactly. It's a powerful message.
It is.
And it's one that DOGE is carrying forward with, you know, remarkable success.
I love it.
They're proving that it is possible to make government more efficient, more accountable, and more responsive to, you know, the needs of the people.
And they're doing it all while facing fierce opposition.
Oh, yeah.
From those who benefit from the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
Those swamp creatures. They're scared.
They are.
They see their gravy train coming to an end.
Yeah.
And they're not going down without a fight.
It's true. DOGE is shaking things up.
Yeah.
And that always makes those in power uncomfortable.
Right.
But that's exactly why we need DOGE now more than ever.
I agree.
We need them to keep shining a light on the darkness, to keep holding those bureaucrats accountable, to keep fighting for the American people.
It's like they're those fearless warriors charging into the swamp, armed with nothing but
Data analytics. AI algorithms.
AI algorithms, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not the most glamorous weapons.
True.
But hey, they get the job done, and that's what matters. DOGE is getting results.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we, the Daily DOGE Report, are proud to be their biggest cheerleaders.
We are. We're here to, you know, amplify their message, spread the word about their successes, and to keep the pressure on those who would try to silence them.
Because the truth needs a voice, and DOGE is that voice.
It is.
They're the voice of fiscal responsibility.
Yeah.
The voice of efficiency.
Yeah.
The voice of the American taxpayer.
And we're proud to be their microphone.
Speaking of microphones, folks, remember that this podcast is brought to you by a service-disabled veteran, a true American hero.
And a member of the Wounded Warrior Project.
Your donations help us keep the lights on, the mics hot, and the truth flowing.
So hit that donate button, spread the word about the Daily DOGE Report, and join us next time as we continue to
drain the swamp. It's a great time to be an American, folks.
Especially if you're a patriot who loves freedom, hates taxes, and believes in the individual.
The future is bright, the liberals are triggered, and the DOGE is on the loose.
So stay informed, stay engaged, and stay tuned to the Daily DOGE Report for more deep dives into the news that matters most.
That's right.
Yo, listen up, here's the Dutch's rap. Trump and Musk, they got the plan. Big balls in the band, no shit to cut the slack. Bureaucracy, we're taking it back. Back.